You ready? I'm ready. The Playmakers Bar Podcast present Hoops Talk, hosted by Darnell the Playmaker Solins. NBA, college basketball, playoffs, Mars Madness. No matter what, we talking hoops, man. Let's get it.
Ladies and gentlemen, how y'all doing today? How are y'all doing today? Man, oh man, did I not tell you how game 3-5 was going to go? Boston was going to win game 3 at home. Golden State was going to come back and win game 4. And they was going to win game 5, giving Boston their first back-to-back loss of this postseason. Did I not tell you that? Of course I did. Y'all didn't listen to the playmaker. Y'all know who this is, the Playmaker Darnell Solins, bringing you today's edition of Hoops Talk from the Playmakers Bar Network. Subscribe not only to this podcast, but every podcast we got going. No matter what streaming platform you listen to, it can be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, YouTube, you know. I can keep going, but just subscribing. Plus, go to our website. Sign up to our website. Subscribe to our website as well. ThePlaymakersBar.com. Man, game 5 was last night. Man, there's a lot to take away from this game. If I was to told you that Steph Curry, who's been killing it for the Warriors in this whole NBA Finals, would not hit one three-pointer, ending a streak of 233 straight games, regular season and postseason, with a made three. If I told you Steph Curry, who was averaging 35 points a game in these finals, won't even get to 20. If I would have told you that the Boston Celtics was going to take the third quarter by 11. If I would have told you that Jason Tatum had an efficient game for once, and then Marcus Smart gave you a 20-piece. If I would have told you this, you would think Boston would have won. You would have think Boston would have went to Golden State and took another game from Golden State. Nah, buddy. 104-94, Golden State takes game 5 and take the 3-2 lead. Jason Tatum, 27 points, 10 for 20 from the field, 5 for 9 from 3. He did miss 4 free throws. Had 10 boards, 4 assists. You know, had 4 turnovers. He cut down on the turnovers a bit. He was up there around the 7-8 mark. He got it down to 4, so I give him credit on that. The minus 13 and plus the minus category, but hey, few things happen. Marcus Smart gave you a 20 piece, like I said earlier. You know, you got 10 from Robert Williams, 9 for Al Horford. What has Al Horford been since game 1? Al Horford has not done much of anything since game 1. But Jaylen Brown, 18 points, 5 for 18 from the field, 0 for 5 from 3. I mean, we looking at Jason Tatum. Can we talk about Jaylen Brown for a second? This is terrible. A minus 19 in plus minus category tied with Al Horford? I mean, what is this? Jason Tatum was efficient. Now, it took him a while to get there because, you know, he took the first quarter off and then came back in the second quarter and third quarter. It was like, okay, I'm here. I'm ready to play now. And which part of the reason why that third quarter went the Boston Celtics way was because of Jason Tatum. Jason Tatum was efficient. Shot 50% from the field. Shot just above 50% from three. He was efficient. He gave you 27. He gave you 10 rebounds, 4 assists. Okay? But Jaylen Brown, sir, the main consistent guy that was on Boston, the man who was ahead to win Finals MVP. 18 points. 5 for 18 shooting, 0 for 5 from 3. We're looking at Steph Curry like, oh, Steph Curry, he didn't hit a three-pointer. I mean, wow. He only had 16 points, 7 for 22 from the field, 0 for 9 shooting the 3 with 8 assists. And we're looking at Steph Curry like, yo, did he just lose Finals MVP to Andrew Wiggins? No. Look at Jaylen Brown. Steph Curry was a plus 15 and a plus minus. Jaylen Brown was a minus 19, okay? Okay. Steph Curry played the game that he needs to be played on last night. He didn't hit a three, and he struggled from the field, but he didn't force it. Okay. He took what the defense gave him. That's why he had 8 assists. Shout out to Klay Thompson. One of the Klay Thompson games we'll be looking for, but 21 points, you know, 7-for-14 from the field, 50% from the field, 5-for-11 shooting, just under 50% from 3-point range. That's more like it. We ain't at the Klay level yet, but that's more like it from Klay Thompson. You know, shout out to Jordan Poole, 14 points off the bench. Gary Payton Jr., 15 points off the bench. That's 29 points off the bench right there for the Golden State Warriors between them two. And you know, Boston whole bench gave you what, 3, 6, 9, 10 points total. You got 1 point from Derek White in 21 minutes. That's unacceptable. Grant Williams only gave you 3. Couldn't get you 3 off the bench. Peyton Pritchard, he only played 5 minutes, only gave you 3 shots and didn't make none of them. I mean, yo, that's abysmal right here from the Boston bench to go along with other stuff that we've been looking at for Boston, like Jason Tatum in other games, except for last night. Jaylen Brown didn't show up last night. Al Horford ain't been the same since game one. It's a lot. I told you, there's a lot of takeaway from this game. But, hey, the man of the night, the star of the night, has to be Andrew Wiggins. Coming off of a monster rebounding game in game 4 when he had 16 rebounds to go along with, where he had like 20 points, 18, 20 points around that ring. He followed that up with a 26-point game, 13 rebounds on the night. 12 from 23 from the field, shot over 50% from the field, did not make a 3 as well. But it didn't matter, plus 12 for Andrew Wiggins in the plus minor category. Hey, give Andrew Wiggins his credit, man. He came through. Steph was struggling. He stepped up. Klay was struggling to begin. Then he got it going a little bit. Jordan Poole came off the bench, gave you something off the bench, along with Gary Payton Jr. While the chef was struggling. And hey, he was due for a game. The man scored 34 in game 1, 29 in game 2, went back to 31 in game 3, and dropped 43 in game 4. And y'all act like, oh my god, he lost the finals MVP to Andrew Wiggins all of a sudden. Dude, one game! Steph Curry's the main reason why they have a 3-2 lead. Because without Steph Curry, he won't be tied 2-2. If he ain't go for 43 in game 4 in TD Garden up in Boston. I'll be pissed off the moment way too much. Andrew Wiggins is second on that list. And if he keep playing the way he is playing and Steph is struggling the way he struggled yesterday, then Andrew Wiggins can get finals MVP. But for right now, through 5 games, Steph Curry is the front runner for finals MVP. Enough said, okay? Trust me, I don't think Steph Curry will shoot this poorly again this series. It's only 2 games left, if that, because they got to go to game 6 in Boston, which is Thursday night. I'll get to that in a minute, though. But back to what I was saying. Jason Tatum, minus 13 plus minus. Al Horford, minus 19. Robert Williams was the only Celtic starter, to be in a plus column for plus minus. And he was a plus 11. Marcus Smart was a minus 9. Jaylen Brown, minus 19. Grant Williams, minus 18. Devin White, a minus 13. And you look at the Warriors, plus minus. Draymond Green, plus 11. Shout out to Draymond Green, man. We get Draymond Green a lot of flack. What about the way he's doing? The way he's gymnastic, he's demonstrative, always doing stuff that we don't like and stuff like that. But shout out to Draymond Green, man. 8 points, 8 boards, 6 assists. He did foul out for the third time. He fouled out in game 1. He fouled out in game, was it game 3? In game 5. Look, Draymond, he's not being vocal and loud like he used to be. He toned it down in game 4. He toned it down last night. And look, but he was efficient when he was on the court. 8 points, 8 boards, 6 assists. I gotta give Draymond his props, man. Plus 11 to plus minus. Otto Porter Jr., plus 6. Andrew Wiggins, a plus 12. Steph Curry, a plus 15. Klay Thompson, a plus 13. Gary Payton Jr., a plus 16. You know, Kevon Looney, a plus 12. Jordan Poole, a plus 2. These guys are playing efficient good basketball, and the Celtics are not. Okay. Golden State Warriors had 6 turnovers in the whole game. The Celtics had 18. I mean, look, we can point at Jason Tatum. We can point at Jalen Brown, Al Horford, whatever. Golden State is just playing better ball. They just call it what it is. They just call it what it is. Golden State played better basketball last night than the Boston Celtics. Okay? Andrew Wiggins did his thing. Steph Curry did his game. Even though Steph Curry couldn't shoot and had problems, the man gave you 8 assists. So he's like, yo, shots ain't falling for me. Yo. If I'm a teammate, let them get going. Andrew Wiggins doing his thing. Let me get him the ball. When it's not your night, can you go to the other avenues of the game to make sure your team wins? That was Steph Curry did. 8 assists, man. You can't argue with 8 assists. You only had 1 turnover the whole game. He was careful with the basketball. He took his shots. They weren't dropping. And he got his teammates involved. That's all you do. That's what we were looking for Jalen Brown and Jason Tatum to do. When it's not your night, can you work other areas to get your team involved, to get your team the spark that they need? Jason Tatum, like I said, he only had 4 turnovers. He had 4 assists, 10 boards, and 27 points. And he shot 50% from the field. I mean, it's not the numbers that we want to see from Jason Tatum. We want to see more. We want to see more dynamic play from Jason Tatum. We want to see when Jason Tatum hit a shot, we know, oh man, that boy is feeling it. Oh, he's here. He's here. But look, man, he had an efficient game. Okay, Jalen Brown did not have an efficient game. He shot less than 30. He shot less than 30% from the field. 5 for 18. 0 for 5 from 3. Only 18 points. 8 of them came from the free throw line. Only 8 of his, 8 of his, most of his points, best about half of his points came from the free throw line. So, we can give flack on Jason Tatum, but Jalen Brown got to get it too. Jalen Brown got to get it too. I'm sorry. That is unacceptable. Now you're down 3-2. You're going back home where the last time you were there, Steph Curry went off of 43 to get the series tied. So what you do now, Boston? You got to win Thursday night to get back to San Francisco for a game 7 Sunday night on Father's Day, Juneteenth. Now, at the beginning of this whole finals, I picked the Golden State Warriors in 6. Look where we stand at. Golden State is up 3-2. Game 6 is Thursday. I also said, if it get to this point, Klay Thompson is the game 6 man. Look where we at. The man dropped 26 points. I mean, 21 points. He shot 50% from the field. Just under 50% from 3. 21 points. Klay Thompson. In game 6, somehow, some way, just comes up. Game 6 is Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. And if Klay Thompson goes off like he does in usually on game 6, the Golden State Warriors will be celebrating their 4th championship in 8 years at TD Garden. And that's what I'm going with, okay? Because I picked them in 6, I'm going to stick it in 6. Because that's the way I just feel. Klay Thompson is finna show up Thursday night. And when he does, bye-bye, Boston Celtics, unless Jalen Brown joins the party along with Jason Tatum and Marcus Smart. I don't think Steph Curry going to shoot this poorly. He might not get to 30 again. He might not get 30 on Thursday, but he'll get back in the 20s. He'll be back in the 20s. But I'm telling you, game 6 is Klay Thompson game. I just feel it. I just feel Klay Thompson's going to come out in game 6 and put it into all of this. You see the press conference, he just looking, he like, 2 years, man. 2 years. He was out for 2 years with 2 significant injuries. You go and say he's back in the finals all of a sudden. And you finna have a game 6 with that brother looking like, yo, if I do what I normally do in game 6, banner number 4 with this group is coming, y'all better watch it. Y'all better watch it. So, that's what I got for y'all. I mean, hey, game 5 was good, man. But game 6 is Thursday, so y'all enjoy y'all Tuesday. Enjoy y'all Wednesday. And y'all get ready for Thursday, man, because I got a feeling this series is done. in Boston. I'm the Playmaker from the Playmakers Blog Network. This has been this edition of Hoops Talk. Subscribe as usual. Let me know what you think. And I'll be talking to y'all after Game 6.
Whew. I hope you guys enjoyed that episode as much as I enjoy bringing it to you. So if you want to stay updated and know when new episodes of Hoops Talk come out, subscribe and follow to the podcast. You can do this on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Speaker.com, or any of your favorite platforms, including iTunes/Apple Podcasts. And for those of you who are listening on iTunes and Apple Podcasts, go ahead and drop a rate and review of the podcast to let us know how we're doing, how we can improve. And for those of you who want to see any other podcasts that we got going on, go ahead and subscribe to our website, theplaymakersblog.com, and you can see all the podcasts that we do. Until next time for Hoops Talk, it's your boy, The Playmaker, Donnell Sollin, signing off.